information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now back to Mike Adams.
Welcome back. The 22nd World Meat Congress will be held in Dallas, Texas next week, starting on May 30th, running through June 1st. I'll be broadcasting from the World Meat Congress on Thursday, May 31st, and Friday, June 1st. And here to talk about the event is Phil Singh. He is CEO Emeritus for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Phil, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you. How are you doing this morning?
All right, Phil, tell us about the World Meat Congress. Some people may not, it's the 22nd event, but some people may not be familiar with it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the World Meat Congress is a meeting that's hosted every other year by the International Meat Secretariat, which is headquartered in Paris, France. And what the World Meat Congress is, it's about 40 countries with about 700 people that will be arriving in Dallas, probably about 200 international buyers from all parts of the globe. But the USMEF alone will have 14 international trade teams there. So it's going to be an opportunity for the U.S. to really extol the U.S. production model, which you know has been under siege for many, many years as far as some of our competitors. The IMS is a very trade progressive organization, and the theme of the whole meeting is basically trusting in trade. So it's going to be a couple days really devoted to trade and what we can do from the United States standpoint to re-engage as far as our friends around the world.
You've got some pretty high-level speakers that will be in attendance.
Yeah, I think that really there's some real key themes that we're concerned about. I think number one is, when we talk about our speakers, we want the best and the brightest to be involved with that. So we've started out with Sonny Perdue. We also have Lawrence McCulley from Canada, the Minister of Agriculture from Canada. And we also have Luis Miguel Echeverri, who is the Ag Minister from Argentina. And, of course, as you know, he's in the Macri regime that replaced the Kirchner regime that was very isolationist and actually was pretty regressive as far as trade. So I think they can speak to all of these three gentlemen can speak to the benefits of trade and how important trade is to agriculture, because we do know that protectionism is basically the enemy of agriculture.
And then you have a number of sessions with some key people in different segments of the industry, as well as from different areas such as colleges and ag firms, ag groups. There'll be a lot of people involved in this event.
Yes, there is. I think after we have the ministers on board, we're going to talk about the outlook for the global trading system. We'll have the top negotiator from the NAFTA from Mexico will be there. We'll have a top gentleman in trade from Europe, and we'll have Ted McKinney from the United States. And Darcy Vedder, who we all know, will be chairing that session, and that should be a very good discourse as far as what do we see as far as the future and how that's going to look as far as the trade situation. And then we have some other sessions we're going to talk about really what are the major factors that are affecting red meat trade. And this can be from the standpoint of our competitors. It'll be a good economic analysis of what's going on. We'll have people there from McVean Trading. We'll have someone who will talk about the Americas from Rabobank. And we're going to have, of course, a Chinese from COFCO, which is now a company that's almost the size of Cargill. So very, very important as far as that's concerned. And then in addition to that, we also talk about what's cutting edge. And, you know, in the United States, I think we stand for being science-based and science-based trade. So we really want to underscore what's really next. Gary Smith, who we all know will be chairing that session, and we'll be talking about blockchain technology. This is something that's rather new. We'll be talking about genomics and biotechnology. We'll be talking about the CRISPR technology. So there's going to be a lot here to really showcase science and the role of science in our production. And then, of course, as you know, we deal a lot with consumers and these changing consumer norms. And we're going to talk to people that will be able to talk about that both from a corporate standpoint as well as from an association standpoint. And then the last session is really going to be devoted on really tomorrow's consumer. Consumers, are you ready? And with the change of the millennials to the Generation Zs to all the differences that are going on, this is an opportunity for people to really share information and to really be updated on what's new and what's ahead for us, really. It's really all about the future.
Talking with Phil Singh, CEO Emeritus for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, looking ahead to next week's 22nd World Meat Congress that will be held in Dallas. Phil, meat in the news a lot right now with meat imitation products and how the meat industry is dealing with that. And we're talking about labeling and consumer awareness and transparency. Will those topics be discussed as well?
Yes, we'll be talking about, of course, the non-traditional foods, including the meat alternatives. There'll be discussions about sustainability, animal welfare. A lot of these areas will be touched upon. And, of course, there's, you know, with all these types of things, there's going to be global, in the global trading system, there's going to be rules that are applied to all this. So I think that this is something that we're going to have to take a look at. And for us, I think it's to really talk about the universe as far as what's ahead, as far as the U.S. red meat industry and what other industries are looking at as well.
And there's no doubt that trade's going to be a big it's a big issue, and it's going to be that the presence of trade issues will be in the room, no doubt, with what's happening with NAFTA and now the China news. All that will be a part of the environment that will be in the climate of this meeting, right?
Yes, if you just take a look, you know, the United States, from the get-go of this new administration, announced that we're going to have free, fair, and reciprocal trade. And, of course, what does that mean exactly? And I think we're going to be talking about this, especially in a world where there's rising protectionism and at a time when maybe the U.S., more than anyone else, is actually de-emphasizing the role of the WTO. As you know, that's on life support, and that's the rules-based trading system. So what stands... You know, what's next if you take a look at that? And, of course, that's maybe what you'd call this unilateralism that we're starting to see. And there's pluses and minuses to that. So that's going to be discussed, the role of globalization, the role of new technology and this whole fourth industrial revolution that's going on now, I think is going to be very important. And I think one of the things a lot of us that do have some time and grade as far as in the industry, you know, when we had these Russian grain embargoes back in the 80s and the soybean embargoes to Japan in the 70s, there was a lot of talk in the day about how can we isolate agriculture from trade disputes. And I think we need to resurrect that discussion again, because all of a sudden we're starting to see, as we get involved with all these other areas, especially with China on aluminum and on steel and stealing intellectual property, why is it that agriculture has to pay the price for this? And so I think that where we talk about precision agriculture, I think we can have more precision when it comes to our negotiations and trade negotiations. And so I think this to me would be a very worthy discussion, which we will have discussed at this meeting. So I think all the key issues that are out there are going to be addressed. And I just like to cordially invite everybody who's listening in, if they can make it to Dallas next week, there it's going to be a very, very illuminating last couple of days of the week next week.
You know, you touched on something that I've often talked about and wondered about. You know, if we could just do ag-only deals when it comes to trade, instead of getting caught up in the wash of all the other things that go on, and we know that these trade deals are complicated and they cover a lot of areas and a lot of different things, but we tend to focus on agriculture and get frustrated why we get caught up in it. But, yeah, if we could just have ag-only trade deals, it wouldn't be easy, but it would certainly seem to be easier than what we have right now to get something done.
Yeah, I think that right now I think we're starting to see this, that agriculture does pay the price, and I think we even heard the Commerce Secretary indicate that, you know, this is just the cost of doing business. But I think all of us in agriculture, and knowing that, you know, last year we exported $140 billion in ag products, you know, the U.S. agriculture has been one of the only sectors in U.S. commerce that's been in the black consistently for decades. This is something that this is in our national interest. This is a national treasure we have as U.S. agriculture. And so I think the more that we can extol the uniqueness of this and what it brings to the world, you know, we've gone for years and you've been overseas extolling our reliability as a supplier. And I have to ask the question, after all these years, are we more reliable today than we were a decade ago or two decades ago? And I think a lot of our international buyers are really questioning this at this point in time. So, yeah, I think we've paid a price already for intellectual property. We've paid a price for steel and aluminum. We've paid a price, I think, when it comes to autos. And, you know, I could go on for days about the U.S. experience, for example, in Japan on beef versus the U.S. experience in Japan on autos. And we've done a tremendous job there over the years. And so I think that this is something we really need to take a look at, is another look at how can we negotiate. How can we isolate and insulate U.S. agriculture from some of this other stuff that's going to go on? Because there's going to be many, many new things that are going on. And as we suffer these consequences, it makes us less reliable in the eyes of the buyer. And that's that's what we've been trying to extol for all these years, is our reliability. A country might not be food self-sufficient, but they can be food secure with the United States. I think that's questioned today right now.
All right, Phil, very important meeting coming up. Lots to talk about. We'll see you next week in Dallas, okay?
Look forward to it.
All right, take care. Phil Tseng, CEO Emeritus for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Again, the 22nd World Meat Congress will be held next week in Dallas, and I'll be broadcasting from there here on AOA. I'll be broadcasting Thursday, May 31st, Friday, June 1st from Dallas and the World Meat Congress. As he said, we'll hear from Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. We'll hear from the Canadian Minister of Agriculture. We'll hear from Ted McKinney, our Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs. We'll hear from the Chief Negotiator of NAFTA for Mexico. So a very impressive list of speakers, some important topics, as Phil just outlined for us. And we'll be covering that for you next week here on Adams on Agriculture.